We come this morning in our reading through of the book of Judges to chapter 14, the first seven verses. And I ask you this question. Do you trust your eyes? I'm literally watching as my own eyesight begins to weaken. Years ago, I used to lead worship, you know, just using the bulletin and the hymn book. But now I have to print it out each week in a 15-point font. Some of you can probably read it from where you are. As we age, our eyes start to fail us. But there's another way in which our eyes fail us. That is, as we seek to do what is right in our own eyes. That's a dangerous place to be, as our eyes are often influenced tremendously by that sin nature that is still alive within us. In this way, the eyes will be a common source of temptation and sin for Samson. That is, until his eyes are plucked out and he's able to see clearly. In our text this morning, Samson, as a young man, makes the meager 4-mile journey from his hometown of Zurah to the Philistine town of Timnah. There his eyes lay hold of a woman, and his young hormones get to pumping. He has to have her. He essentially orders his father, "Go get her as a bride for me." And his parents are none too happy. "Can't you find anybody from amongst all of God's people to marry?" But Samson, as we shall see, is a bullheaded figure, and that persists. He travels then with his parents, presumably to go take this woman as his bride, and at some point during the journey, he is separated from his parents, and a lion comes up to attack him, and then the Spirit of the Lord descends upon him. That encounter leads to the main point that we'll look at next week. After this, Samson completes his journey, and we're told for the second time that this Philistine woman was right in Samson's eyes. There are two very important lessons from these first seven verses of the book of Judges, of chapter 14. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the church in Corinth, gives us this biblical command: "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?" You see, God calls his people to be yoked, to be brought together, whether it be in business or in personal relationships with other believers. That does not mean we don't have relationships, friendships with those who are not believers. But when it comes to the most intimate and personal relationship, they are to be between God's people. To do otherwise, God calls sin. And Samson will sin, and he will do so boldly. We also see in this text the important truth that sin does not ever thwart the plan of God. In the middle of this text, verse 4, the writer tells us that, yes, Samson will sin tremendously. This was done to accomplish the Lord's will. You see, the people, they had become too close with the Philistines. We always think of them as bitter enemies, but at this point in their history, they were too close. There was free travel. It speaks nonchalantly of Samson traveling back and forth between this village in Israel and that which was under Philistine rule. Intermarriage seemed to be something commonly practiced and probably even desired amongst many, certainly by Samson. The Lord will use this freely chosen desire to sin on the part of Samson to bring about his own purpose, to bring enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent, to bring enmity between Israel and her temporary savior, Samson, and his pagan enemies. God uses Samson's sin. He uses even our sin to accomplish his purposes. But let that never be an excuse on our part to sin, to accept sin, or to do, as Samson says, what is right in our own eyes. Let's read this morning from the first 7 verses of Judges chapter 14. Now Samson went down to Timnah, and at Timnah he saw one of the daughters of the Philistines. Then he came up and told his father and mother, "I saw one of the daughters of the Philistines at Timnah. Now get her for me as my wife." But his father and mother said to him, "Is there not a woman among the daughters of your relatives or among all the people that you must go and take a wife from this uncircumcised Philistine?" But Samson said to his father, "Get her for me, for she is right in my eyes." His father and mother did not know that it was from the Lord, for he was seeking an opportunity against the Philistines. At that time, the Philistines ruled over Israel. Then Samson went down with his father and mother to Timnah, and they came to the vineyards at Timnah. And behold, a young lion came toward him roaring. Then the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, and although he had nothing in his hand, he tore the lion in pieces as one tears a young goat. But he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. Then he went down and talked with the woman, and she was right in Samson's eyes. That warning is there 3 times. To look to the Lord and not to what's right in our own eyes.